Shannon, we made it.
Yes, it's Friday.
Yes, let's go, baby. It's me and Gene and Shannon Renee on 105 on the Bounce. And Shannon, I'm having a struggle like day right now.
You are me too already.
Yeah. I've got no internet in my apartment still.
Oh, you have no internet. I have no energy.
Yeah, I was trying to get my work done last night, and I'm like trying to watch the basketball game because the playoffs are on, and Top Chef. I'm multitasking, and it just like keeps connecting and disconnecting and connecting and disconnecting, and I'm just like, I'm going to bed. Let me go take a shower. No hot water.
Oh, no.
Got no hot water.
God, your apartment's a hot mess.
I don't know what the hell's going on right now, but I was messaging with somebody on Twitter. Basically said it there. And I was like, hey, I can't go the weekend without, and you got to get somebody out here. So they're going to hopefully send somebody out soon because I can't do anything without you.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks. How about you? Good luck with your struggle. What's going on?
I almost fell asleep in my car a couple times here this morning. I don't know what's going on with me. Uh-huh. Couldn't finish my workout yesterday. Uh-huh. As soon as I got home, I laid down on the front porch because it was beautiful out, and I was like, ow. And you know I never nap during the day.
Yes, we've talked about this.
So I think my body's telling me, slow down.
Slow down, yeah. You said you fell asleep on the porch. Do you have like a...
a little day bed thing. Okay, cool. And hang out there. Yeah. And I got these like little chairs that are, they recline and everything too. Okay, so good. It's nice to have it out there.
Glad your neighbors didn't just like see you lying on the floor.
No. I definitely wasn't just lying on the porch.
Because when you said that, I was like, what?
No. I have a nice little setup.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Very good. It's Friday. You know what that means.
DJ Scorpion is in the mix.
Yes, to get your Friday started off right, we got you another $1,000 summer stack and a lot of fun stuff. So stick with us.
It's a morning bounce.
It's me, Gene, and Shannon Renee on 105 on the Bounce. Happy Friday. The weather's been fantastic this week.
Yeah, it's going to be nice again today, except for there's going to be some clouds. Some rain may possibly moving in this afternoon, but they do say the highs are going to be around 77 degrees. So it will still be warm at least.
Yeah, the rain's not a bad... Wait, what time is it supposed to rain?
It doesn't say on
Okay,
here.
Cool. Well... no?
But tonight, they said that the chances of rain are higher heading into Saturday. But they do say that Mother's Day is finally going to be drying out. So,
hey, there we go. Just in time to celebrate your mamas.
Morning bounce.
It's the most windows I've ever had in like a radio station studio that I worked. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool being in here this early and seeing the sun rise. You know? And the it's just really cool.
It's awesome.
Just thought I'd share that. I know you're a big sun person.
I know. I'm just like nature.
Yeah, right. It's me, Gene, Shannon Renee on 105 on the Bounce. Shannon Scoop is on the way.
Ben Affleck is about to get a new girlfriend.
Ooh.
Not in real life. Oh. In one of his movies. I'll tell you who that is coming up at 6:50.
So what's the scoop?
It's time for Shannon's Scoop on the Morning Bounce.
I'm Shannon Renee, and here's your scoop. Well, I'd love to hear this. The city of Detroit revealed yesterday a $95 million plan to repave 81 miles of roads. And this is what makes me happy. Half of that being residential, which is so needed.
Yes.
I wanted to like videotape myself outside here the other day and be like, what's the roads like driving it? It's like, it's like I'm on a dirt road by my house, but it's not. It's literally 8 miles right here. It's so bad. They're also going to create streetscapes and replace 70,000 damaged sidewalk segments.
Oh, nice.
That's going to take place this year and will provide jobs for Detroiters. For more info, you can visit detroit.gov/DPW.
Nice. It's definitely needed because like when you pull out of the parking lot here at work, it's like I'm on a roller coaster.
I know. And I like to see them replacing the stuff, you know, on the sidewalks because a lot of people, you know, don't have transportation and use that.
Yeah, for sure.
So we'll keep an eye out for that.
Okay.
LL Cool J, you know, he's getting to release a new album soon. Mm-hmm. You'll never guess who's on it.
Me. You, the lyrical gangster?
No. Q-Tip is obviously producing it, but Nas, Fat Joe, Rick Ross, Sweetie, and Eminem.
Ooh.
Yes, Eminem.
Ooh, okay.
The two are like good friends, and Eminem actually credits him for influencing him in hip-hop.
Uh-huh.
And here's what he said in a previous
interview. He had the whole package, the look, the swag, the chain, like everything. You know, you just wanted to be LL Cool J. He was like the first rock star of rap. I'm like, yo, I want that. That was what actually made me want to rap.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing because he loved LL Cool J's chains. Mm-hmm. And he was like, call LL and ask him where he got these. Oh. So then LL ended up having the chains made for him.
That's pretty dope.
Which he wore. I can't remember which video he mentioned, but I didn't know that they were so close.
Me neither.
So the question is, when he comes here, do you think Eminem, with it being new music, will come out on stage?
That would be so dope.
I think everybody hopes for that. Yeah, in every single show that has Eminem on some feature, and they come to Detroit, it usually doesn't happen.
Will he be there? Is he in the back? What is he doing?
But I think that they're such good friends. Yeah. It might happen.
I also do like that, you know, Eminem talked about how much LL Cool J influenced him, but he didn't try to emulate LL Cool J.
Right.
He did, like, they don't sound anything alike. Because a lot of times you hear, like, oh, I influenced this person. It's like, I can tell because their music sounds exactly like theirs. I love that their music is so completely different and they're both great in their own ways. That's really dope.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it. Well, Megan Thee Stallion is reportedly being sought after to star as Ben Affleck's girlfriend in an upcoming Netflix film. Yeah, it's like a washed-up MLB pitcher that, like, gets hot and, like, has a big comeback. And it's centered around, like, the world of sports memorabilia, and Adam Sandler is going to play the agent. I think this could be funny.
I think so, too. I could see Ben Affleck as a washed-up baseball player.
Right.
I don't know why. Once you said that, I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. Yeah. They say that it may begin filming this summer, so we'll have to keep an eye out for that. I definitely want to check that out. I think it's going to be funny.
Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion has acted. I don't think I've seen anything that she's been in, but I'm sure she'll do a good job.
Yeah, probably better than Carisha.
that Carisha video was, where's my husband? It was so bad.
I know.
It was so bad. Also, have you seen the video that everybody's been talking about where Ben Affleck, like,
slammed the car door?
Yeah, for J-Lo.
He's like, when you're in love with the person that you hate. And then they went on the red carpet the next day, and it looked like they were bickering. And I actually read an article where they got, like, a lip reader to translate what they were saying.
Oh.
And it didn't seem like an argument. Mm-hmm. But, like, the pictures don't match what the lip reader said because it doesn't look like they're just talking about what positions they're going to stand in for photos and stuff.
Yeah,
so
he
looks rough.
Looks miserable. He looks miserable.
He looks rough all the time now.
Hey, you know, I've said before, like, don't let them be the thing to call your toxic ex.
Right.
Maybe they shouldn't have called each other back either.
I'm Shana Renee, and that's your scoop.
Be careful before you pick up that phone.
Clarissa Jenkins might be on the other end.
You don't call here talking to me like that.
I'm coming there right now.
Time for another phone check.
The 105.1 The Bounce.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Mr. please?
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, this is Sherry Evans calling from Human Resources. I wonder if you have a moment to speak.
How are you?
Doing good. Calling because I want to know if you are aware of the recent pay changes that are going on with you.
Yeah, I signed the agreement last week.
Okay. All right. So you are aware of it and you're not upset?
No. Why would I be upset?
Because a lot of people are unsure of why they were given a pay decrease. So I didn't know.
No, mine said I was getting an increase of $7 an hour.
No, it's actually a pay decrease of $7 an hour.
That's not the contract I signed.
I don't know what contract you signed, but it said minus 7. You saw that?
No, mine said plus 7.
Well, there was an error there. It's minus 7.
Well, that error is not my problem.
Well, we're not giving you a pay increase because of a technicality on paperwork. Okay?
That's not what my contract said.
Well, that's what your contract says now.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it's true.
I have a copy of it. I have a copy of it, and I'm going to send it to my lawyer, because I'm going to call my lawyer when we hang up, because that's ridiculous, because that's not what I signed.
Well, sir, it's because of performance issues is why you're getting the decrease.
Performance issues?
Yes.
I just got a great review. I don't know what you're talking about. That's why I got the increase.
Well, it looks like we are not on the same page here.
There's no way. I'm not accepting a decrease. I don't know where.
What are you going to do about it?
I will quit, and I will hire...
Well, go guess what? We can get another monkey off the street to do your job.
Oh, you can get another monkey. You can do what I do? I don't think so.
Yes. What do you do? Tell me what you do.
I'm a cost analyst.
I can go to the local community college and find some goon who just got in with a GED.
Yeah, I doubt that. I don't think so. I have advanced degrees. You're not going to be able to get it.
So you're telling me that if I tell you a stick of gum is 25 cents, it takes a genius to figure out that it costs 25 cents? Is that what you do? You analyze the cost?
There's a lot more that goes into it. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't understand that.
Okay, well, we'll beg to differ, and we'll agree to disagree on that.
All right, well, you can speak to my attorney because there's no way I'm dealing with this.
Well, you can speak to your wife because she's the one that set you up for this phone check.
Oh!
Boom! You just been phone checked.
Who you think you talking to? Because you have my address.
You can get Clarissa Jenkins 24/7 on demand at 1051thebounce.com.
Right around 7:40 this morning, I'm going to take on one of your children in a pop quiz. We're probably going to tie, and you're going to win some tickets to see Disney Junior live. It's going to be a good time. It's me, Gene, and Shannon Renee. Mother's Day is this Sunday.
I cannot wait.
Yeah?
Actually, I'm not celebrating myself Sunday. My daughter's actually cooking for me the first time on Tuesday, and she's, like, cooking for me all day.
Nice.
She called me yesterday to, like, plan out the menu and everything. So, yeah, she's 21. Uh-huh. She's developed into this amazing cook, but she's never had the opportunity to cook for me, so I'm excited.
Nice. Very cool. So you're not doing anything on Sunday?
You know, stuff around the house.
That's not Mother's Day.
I know. It's okay.
All right.
It's all right. Anyways.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure Duke. Who knows?
Okay.
Who knows?
Maybe he's got a little surprise planned.
Who knows?
I need to become friends with Duke so that when he's, like, planning these things, he can tell me about them.
Oh.
So that I can be like, I know something you don't know.
Oh, no, so you can, harass me about it?
That would be fun. But, yeah, so Mother's Day is coming up. What are some of the things, we'll talk about this in a minute, but, like, some of your favorite things that you've gotten for Mother's Day?
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you men right now.
Uh-huh.
Even if your wife smiles, you know, she's definitely probably got a bad Mother's Day present. Once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know that men necessarily know what their wives want for Mother's Day. So we'll talk about what women really want.
Okay.
And then, we'll talk about some bad and good gifts you've gotten.
Sounds good to me.
7:20 is the Morning Bounce.
Sunday is a very special day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, happy Mother's Day, Shannon. I'll text you, obviously, on Sunday.
All right.
And I'll tell you again on Monday.
Awesome.
But I wanted to say happy Mother's Day to you.
Well, thank you.
You are very welcome. And, a lot of moms this weekend are going to be very fake happy.
Fake happy or actually happy? Well, I mean, we do get good and bad gifts,
yes,
right?
Yes.
For me, I don't mean to call my ex-husband out, but this is the story. Okay? It is what it is.
Yes. Hey, facts.
I got a fire pit for Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
Which, I mean, is okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to use it too.
Of course.
But the problem that I had was that you went to Meijer at midnight because it was the only place that was open to get me whatever was in the aisle,
it's
right?
Like,
I'm like, you could have just come home, cooked dinner, let me lock myself in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Take a bath. You take care of the kids.
Uh-huh.
Like, simple. I just want a break.
Yes.
I think most moms want that. And if they say that they don't, they really do.
They really
do. In some way. Even if it's just not having to cook dinner that night.
Okay.
A couple hour break from the kids.
Uh-huh.
What they want.
Yeah. So what about like a massage? Is a massage cool? Is that like
kind of... Yeah, that's a good... You're guaranteed an hour and a half away from the kids.
Because that's what I got my mom for Mother's Day one time. Like, I think I had someone go to the house.
Yeah.
So she didn't even have to go anywhere. She just had to be there. And she got a massage.
Right.
Like, at the crib.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good gift.
Yeah, I mean, I think in general for most people, some people don't like to, you know...
Have people touch them
in their personal space.
Yeah, no.
But... I mean, you know, I'm sure you know that.
Exactly.
Being with your partner. So
here is the deal. Shannon Renee is going to be brutally honest with us, fellas. Now, I'm counting myself in this, too, because I still have to get my mom something from... I'm probably just going to give her money.
She likes money.
My mom likes money, too. So I might just send her, you know, just cash app her some money and be like, go do, you know, whatever it is that you want to do. So, fellas, Shannon Renee is going to be brutally honest with us. If you're thinking about what you want to get your significant other, your wife, your ex-wife, whatever, for Mother's Day... give us a call or shoot us a text at 248-544-1051. Please don't be offended by what she says.
No.
She's just being honest. And we want to hear from some ladies too, right?
Yeah. What is like the worst gift you've ever gotten? You can remain anonymous if you don't want to call your partner out or your kids out. Or the best gift that you could have gotten for Mother's Day.
Yeah. Give us a call.
248-544-1051.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Happy Mother's Day.
Good morning, everybody. It's me, Jean, and Shannon Renee.
Yes, we are talking because Shannon wants to help the fellas out. Listen to me, guys. Don't get a bad Mother's Day gift for your mom or your significant other this year. So if you want some advice, Shannon has got you.
Whatever you bought, she probably wants opposite. Okay. Because honestly, we just want a break.
Yes,
okay. You just want a break. You want to be away from the kids just for a little bit of time. I'm not talking about you have to, like, you know, have dinner with them and have, you know, some cute time with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
But we do want a little bit of a break, whether it's, you know, doing the laundry or, you know, waking up and cooking, like having a meal cooked for you already. Mm-hmm. Those
or
little things.
Just leaving you the hell alone.
Right.
Or if you want to tell us your favorite or least favorite Mother's Day gift, we want to hear that too. You can give us a call or shoot us a text at 248-544-1051.
Hey, I guess you wanted to remain anonymous, so we've altered your voice. What happened with your Mother's Day?
So I received 6 roses.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what a sweetheart, you know? I'm like, that is the nicest gift, you know? I love flowers. And I'm like, so where's the other 6? And he's like, oh, I gave it to my ex.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, no, you didn't.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
Why couldn't he just get 12 and 12? That you, if
I know,
he would have
right?
gotten you the full dozen roses.
Nice.
If he would have gotten you the full dozen roses, you wouldn't have even asked the question.
Exactly.
To find out where the other 6 were. Like, what was he thinking?
They don't. I'm trying to tell you this.
His son wanted to give his mom the other roses, so I was like, okay.
Even if it's his mom, just get the whole dozen. Like, what are you doing?
Not even to avoid the question. Yeah. Come on. I think a whole year's worth of slaving around the house is worth an actual 1 month or 1 rose per month. Can we at least do that?
Right.
A dozen?
Pretty much. That's why he's my act.
Fellas, 1 rose per month at least. Please and thank you.
Well, I hope that you have a fantastic Mother's Day this year.
Thank you, too. Bye.
<Wow. laughs> See, guys, that is not what you want to do.
That is not what you want to do.
We're trying to help you out here, okay?
So give Shannon Renee a call at 248-544-1051. Be like, hey, Shannon, this is what I'm thinking.
No.
And she will tell you it sucks. Go buy something else.
I want to hear the stories of the good and bad presents that you've got, ladies. Give us a call or shoot us a text at 248-544-1051.
Still rolling with 105 minutes of nonstop throwbacks on 105.1 The Bounce. It is me, Jean, and Shannon Renee. Mother's Day is this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, you know, we have a lot of mothers that are happy not just to hear, you know, about how much people care about them, but people can actually give them nice gifts too, you know?
Yeah. Linda texted us. She said, my kiddo just turned 3, so I'm not expecting anything, but I would just really like a nap and for someone else to cook dinner. But all the times I got to repeat myself.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what we want.
Yeah. Susan commented on her Facebook. She said, a day of nothing and being pampered. That's all she wants.
See?
Women don't want that much for Mother's Day. Just, you know, get them a nice dinner and leave them alone. Sounds like is what the majority of women are thinking. And if you still want some advice from Shannon on what you should get your wife, significant other, whatever, for Mother's Day, you can shoot us a text at 248-544-1051, or
you can chime in over on our socials at 105 on the Bounce.
It is time for the main event of the evening. It's Mean Gene, and it's time for me to do a pop quiz against your children.
Yeah, you're going to get tickets
to Disney Junior Live, which is going to be a good time for you and the whole family, at least 4 members of the family, if you have a 4-person family. So we need to talk to caller number 10 if you're taking your kid to school so they can take me on in a pop quiz.
Give us a call, 248-544-1051. All right, class, it's time for a pop quiz.
I accept the challenge.
Are you smart?
Yes.
Who can tell me what 2 + 2 is?
Math is pretty complicated.
Perhaps I could help you with it.
I love being smarter than everyone.
Who was the first man to walk on the moon?
Your mama.
Let's find out who's going to see Disney Junior Live.
Good morning, Char. I guess you have Benji and Savannah in the car with you. Are you guys ready to take on this pop quiz?
I'm ready to take the quiz.
Benji and Savannah. And what grades are you guys in?
Second,
first grade.
First grade. All right.
All right.
All right. Now I want you to tell Mean Gene to kick rocks.
Kick rocks.
Okay. I'm going.
He's leaving the room. Hang on. All right. right, Benji and Savannah, here's your first question. Which princess lived with seven dwarfs?
No way.
All right, you got that right. All right, next question. What is the name of the song that Queen Elsa sings as she builds her castle in the movie Frozen?
Let it go.
Oh, awesome. All right, let's see if you can get three out of three. Here's your last question. Oh, what is the name of the holes on the moon's surface?
The full moon.
The full moon, no. The answer is craters, but that's okay. Let's see how Gene can do. Let me go grab him. All right, Gene.
How did they do?
Two out of three.
Okay. Here we go, baby.
All right. What is the princess that lived with seven dwarfs?
Snow White.
All right. You are correct. What is the name of the song that Queen Elsa sings as she builds her castle in the movie Frozen?
I have no clue.
That's why I picked it. It is what? Let It Go.
Oh, I was going to say maybe Let It Snow, but that's no. A Boyz II Men song.
And what is the name of the holes on the moon's surface?
Craters?
Yes.
Hey, we tied, which means...
You guys get the tickets. Congratulations, Benji and Savannah. You just won a family four-pack of tickets to Disney Junior Live Costume Palooza at the Fox Theater on Friday, October 20th. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, but you got them before you can buy them.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
We hope
you have a fantastic day at school today.
Yes.
So much.
Yeah, go ahead and let everybody know who you're bouncing with on the way to school today. Benji and Savannah, I'm going to count to three. And when I say three, I want you both to say 105.1 to bounce. You ready?
105.
I needed this morning, Shannon.
DJ Scorpion is in the mix. He always gets my weekend started.
Sure does. It's me, Gene, and Shannon Renee on 105.1 to bounce. Do you want to party with us and DJ Scorpion, the whole Bounce family at the birthday bash?
We're talking TLC, Shaggy, En Vogue, and Sean Kingston. It all goes down at Pine Knot. It's like right around the corner.
Yes, it is. It's coming up quick.
June 25th at Pine Knot Music Theater.
Caller number 105. Let's talk to you right now.
248-544-1051. Good luck.
All right, let's find out who's going to be partying with us at the 105 on the Bounce birthday bash.
Hey, Justin, your caller 105.
Sweet.
Congratulations, you just scored a pair of tickets to our Bounce's birthday bash featuring TLC, Shaggy, En Vogue, and Sean Kingston. And, of course, us. It all goes down to Pine Knot Music Theater on Sunday, June 25th. For tickets and show info, visit LiveNation.com.
Thank you.
You are very welcome, my brother. Looking forward to partying with you this summer. Go ahead and let everybody know who you're bouncing into the weekend with, man.
105.1 The Bounce.
Me and Gene, Shannon, Renee on 105.1 The Bounce. We hope that you are having a good day. Tomorrow, there's a big event that's happening.
Yeah, prom remodel. This is all going down at Durfee Innovation Society. It's a cool charity event where, like, if you had a terrible, sucky prom first one, you get a chance to redo it, get a walk of red carpet, and get all fancy. They got food and drinks and...
two of my favorite things. A meet and greet with Montel Jordan.
I love it.
It's going down tomorrow night, so hopefully you got your fancy outfit ready to go, because we're going to hook you up with those tickets in about 7 minutes.
You liar!
Liar, liar.
They're all liars.
Everybody knows he's a liar.
You're lying.
Liar!
You are lying.
All right, tomorrow night, somebody's going to get real fancy and meet Montel Jordan.
Yeah, it's prom remodeled. Get to walk a red carpet and have hors d'oeuvres and food and drinks.
Speaking my language.
It's going to be a nice evening. We're doing that with Big Fat Liar. Mm-hmm. We each tell a story. One of us is telling the truth and one of us is not. And if you can figure that out, you'll score these tickets.
Exactly. Do you want to go first or do you want me to?
Yeah, I can go first today.
Go ahead.
All right, in high school, and they have where you vote for everybody like most successful and whatever.
Senior superlatives.
Yeah, thanks for cluing me on a word that I don't know.
You learn something new every day.
I was like, no, not that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
You vote on them, and I was in student council. I was a class treasurer.
Yeah.
So I was part of the process of counting everything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it was like handwritten checklist, blah, blah, blah. Well, when I got to one of them, somebody, and it wasn't me, I swear, voted for me for every single thing.
What?
Yeah. Somebody voted for me on every single item. And I would like to know to this day who that was. Someone clearly had a crush on me.
Oh, dang. But they didn't say anything.
No.
I wonder if it was that baseball player or football player that kissed you in the woods or whatever.
No, he was a science whiz. and a band player.
He was popular.
He was in the nerdy group.
Oh, sorry.
I was the cheerleader. Okay. But anyways, moving on. So to this day, I still don't know who that was, and I would like to know who that was.
Wow, that's interesting. So for me, with senior superlatives, as I've stated before, in high school, I was not a nerd. It wasn't with the cool kids. I just wanted to be in the middle, and I wanted people to leave me alone.
Uh-huh.
That was my thing. And you know, they have like homecoming court.
Right.
I made it into homecoming court.
Oh.
Like, I didn't even try. I just got votes and was like in. I didn't win like homecoming king because, you know, one of the cool kids, football players won that. But I did make homecoming court, which surprised the hell out of me because I was like, who the hell is voting for these things that I made homecoming court? If you want to win these tickets to prom remodeled, we need to talk to caller number 10 right now. 248-544-1051 is the number. Who do you think is telling the truth and who do you think is a
big fat liar?
You liar!
Liar! Liar!
They're all liars.
Everybody knows he's a liar.
You're lying.
Liar!
You are lying.
All right, let's see who's going to get to redo their prom tomorrow night.
Hey, Tatiana, you heard our stories?
Yeah, I heard them.
All right, you know how they vote on everybody for most likely to succeed in everything? Well, I was student council treasurer and had the opportunity to tally all the votes, and somebody actually marked me down for every single thing.
And I somehow made homecoming court when I didn't, like, go for it. People just randomly voted for me. I don't know how this happened, but it did. Tatiana, who do you think is telling the truth, and who do you think is a big fat liar?
Shannon Renee. I think you're a big fat liar.
And we think that you are wrong.
No, it was totally true.
Yeah.
Someone voted for me for every single thing. I like to think that someone had a crush on me.
That's all it could be.
Not that it really matters today, but I would kind of like to know who it was. Just curiosity. But guess what, girl?
What's that?
We like to make winners around here, so you still get these tickets.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. We're excited
for you.
You get to get dressed up tomorrow. You scored a pair of tickets to prom remodeled with a special meet and greet with Montel Jordan. It's a chance to relive your prom with the help of Life Remodeled. They definitely create opportunities in Detroit's neighborhoods. It's going down at Durfee Innovation Society again tomorrow. For tickets, visit promremodel.org.
Okay.
All right, girl, go ahead and let everybody know who's letting you redo your prom this year.
105.1
The Bounce. Shannon.
Yeah.
I hope you have a happy Mother's Day.
I'm definitely going to have a great one. I think we're going to celebrate just a couple days after my older daughter. She's 21.
Yeah.
She's turned into a fabulous cook from what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to be cooking like actually all day.
Yeah.
She like called me about a menu. She's like making a brunch menu and a dinner menu.
Nice.
So I'm going to hang out with her all day. Yeah.
Very cool. You're like, you're a cook. You're a good cook. I'll be the judge of that. Shout out to all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day. I hope that you enjoy the weekend. I hope that you feel the love this weekend because that's what it is all about.
And a couple hour break. Okay.
Yeah.
We get that too. Okay.
We got you another $1,000 summer stacks. At least Babs does. Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this?
What's that?
Well, a couple weeks back when Lauren was here for Take Your Kid to Work Day, we did a little something special.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot about that. Y'all put me on a lie detector test.
Yes,
Thanks a lot. No, it was fun to do it with her. Mm-hmm. So I guess we get to hear that now.
Yeah, here we go.
All right.
Have a good weekend. Happy Mother's Day if you're celebrating. And we're going to do a little Mother's Day lie detector test.
Yeah, but let's hold on a second. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out, right?
All right. Are we ready here?
Sure.
Lauren, what is the first question that you want to ask your mom hooked up to a lie detector test?
Okay. The first question is, have you ever listened in on my phone calls on purpose?
Yes.
The lie detector says that she's telling the truth.
I'm telling the truth. I'm not lying about that.
Yeah, that's just being you being a good mom.
Every parent, you know, puts their ear around the corner to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's called being a good mom. Being a good mom. All right, what's the next question you want to ask her?
The next question is, have you ever been arrested?
No.
The lie detector says you're telling the truth.
Oh.
Oh.
That thing is wrong. Okay. I have to admit it. Okay. I have to admit it. Okay. I'm sorry. I can't lie about this. All right. So when I was 19, I lived in Miami. It really was the best thing that ever happened to me, getting arrested.
Oh, wow.
I only had like a mile to drive, but I had been drinking and I got pulled over, and I'm glad that I did because I don't drink and drive anymore. You know what I mean? But that's what I got in trouble for, was drinking and driving.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Appreciate the honesty there, Shannon.
Yeah.
All right, Lauren, last question. What you got?
The last question is, who's more annoying, your kids or Duke's kids?
Well, I'm just going to say... Oh, my God, I can't do this. I'm going to say you only because you're in the house more.
The lie detector test determines that that's the truth.
Oh, sorry. I think it's lying, though. I know. I love you all very much.
There you go. That's the truth. She still is hooked up. That's the truth. She does love you very much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.